Idaho Public Television's latest installment of its program, Idaho Experience, focuses on the life and times of Annie Pike Greenwood. Annie was a farmer's wife and a teacher, and she lived in Hazleton, Idaho, from about 1910 to 1928. She was known for writing the book We Sagebrush Folks, which highlighted the harsh realities of life in early 20th century here in southern Idaho. Now, even though Annie Greenwood was acclaimed during her life, she basically ended up being relatively unknown for decades. But using newly found primary sources never seen by the public before, IPTV's latest Idaho Experience is the first ever documentary on this Idaho author. Joining me live in studio today to talk more about this is the project's producer, Marcia Franklin. Welcome to the program, Marcia.
Thanks so much for having me, Gemma. I really appreciate it.
So, first off, Annie Pike Greenwood sounds pretty amazing. Tell me why she went into obscurity for so long, because when this book was published, I mean, the New York Times hailed this memoir.
It did, and she was on a speaking tour. She spoke about it quite frequently. I think it was a combination of factors. First of all, the book was originally published in 1934. We know what was going on in 1934 was the Depression. Her book is not exactly uplifting. It's about how difficult it was to live in Idaho at the turn of the 20th century, so around 1913 to 1930. And it just wasn't the time that people really wanted to be hearing about this kind of stuff.
Right.
They wanted more uplifting stories. So there was that. And then also, again, the subject matter, and this is what makes the book so unique, does touch on issues that we as Americans really are still grappling with. There's a chapter in the book called Sex, of all things.
1934, too. Holy cow.
Yes. And she added it at the last moment. Her publisher allowed her to. And in that chapter, she discusses things like abusive women, incest within families, suicide, things that, again, were not talked about during the time period and really not until recently have we started talking about some of these issues. She even talks about postpartum depression and how she was, what we now know is postpartum depression, and how she was treated by a doctor, and the doctor told her husband to hit her to get her out of it. So I remember reading the book in the 1990s and thinking how extraordinary it was. But during the time period in which it was published, this is not the kind of thing that people really wanted to be reading. And also, it was relatively long. So I think there was a whole bunch of different reasons why it kind of fell out of print. And also, she, although she tried to write again and sent out material, she didn't have another book published. So her name was not kept high in the public's mind.
So you found the book in the 90s, read the book, and then really just wanted to learn more about her. And you end up finding her grandson.
I did. I mean, fast forward quite a number of years. So the book was republished in 1988 in time for the Idaho Centennial. I was lent a copy in the 90s, and as I said, was astonished by it, but didn't really have a mechanism or a means of doing anything, you know, a documentary at that time. I was, of course, very involved in covering the Idaho legislature and then starting up Dialogue, the program I host. But then we started this program, Idaho Experience, at Idaho Public Television, which features historical topics. And I thought, I wonder, and we knew we wanted to do more on women and Idaho women. And I thought, I wonder what is out there about Annie Pike Greenwood. Because for your viewers, you have seen the Greenwood School, what is called the Greenwood School, on the highway in between the two Hazleton exits. It is a falling down, dilapidated school named after Annie Pike Greenwood. So, you know, I knew that there was at least the building there.
So there's some history still there.
Yes.
Yeah.
And in fact, if you Google the area, it's still called Greenwood on the Google Maps. So, you know, her name is still out there. Well, I did some research and there's nothing, not a zilch. And so I thought, well, I'm going to use the internet and see if I can find some descendants.
And you find her grandson.
I found her grandson. He lives in Utah, and he had the proverbial boxes in the basement. His mother had left him these boxes of her mother, Annie Pike Greenwood, and he had just kind of ignored them, and they were sitting in the basement.
Your grandma's boxes.
Shed.
Oh, my gosh.
Exactly. And at the very time that I found him, and he was hard to find because he doesn't like the internet too much, and so there weren't many traces of him around. he said, this is really interesting. I am just now getting around to going through these boxes. And he had decided to donate them to Idaho State University, which had a professor there had helped republish the book in 1988. And he had remembered her vaguely as coming by the house. And so we were able to film him going, you know, delivering the boxes. And I was able to really be the first person to take a good hard look at what was inside.
What was it like for him then to be opening these boxes? Because as you said, I'm assuming he was like, well, I'm just getting around to opening them, right?
Well, I think for him, you know, he didn't even really go through a lot of them. He just donated them to Idaho State University. And then we filmed him going, he found more, and we filmed him going through a box. And at the moment that we filmed him, he found something pretty extraordinary, and that's in the show. And he just kind of turns around and goes, oh, I think I've got something here. And he did. And what has been delightful is to watch him, and that's part of the process of part of the documentary is about his journey as he realizes that this is really valuable. And he had heard about his grandmother, but he kind of, I don't know, he wasn't on the front burner for him. Now it's ignited a whole spark of creativity in him. He's a composer and a musician himself. And so he's now realizing how much of his grandma, who is a creative spirit, is in him. So that's been really cool.
And tell me something that you learned about Annie during this process.
Well, she lived hand to mouth after she left Idaho. After she, the story is one of a failure. But one of the people who I interviewed, Professor Emerita Catherine Aiken from the University of Idaho, talks about how important it is for us to study failure and that more students need to learn about failure, because we can't really learn about success unless we study failure. And Annie Pike Greenwood's book is a study in failure. They did not succeed on the farm. Not only that, but as a woman who left her husband, which she did, which is another part of the story, she lived hand to mouth with her children, her two of her children in Salt Lake City. And now being privy to her journals, you know, which I've been the first to really read, what I learned about her is she actually never gave up hope, which is so interesting to me and so resonant.
It goes back to that idea of resiliency, right? When we talk, and that is the thing about when you talk about needing to study failure, you can never be resilient if there's never failure.
That's right. And she knew failure. And I'm telling you, $15 a month was sometimes what her children, her older children, were sending her to keep going. But she would produce radio plays for KSL Radio. She, you know, she just kept hope alive. And I think that was something interesting for me, because her book, at times, it feels like she's doesn't have hope. But she turns out to be a very hopeful person. And the other thing is that even though in the book she's not LDS, although one thing that might be of interest to listeners is that she wrote the song that became the school song for Brigham Young University for many decades. She was a graduate of Brigham Young Academy, the precursor, even though she was not a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And in the book, she doesn't seem all that religious, but she, the other thing in the journals that comes through is she was quite a person of faith.
And very quickly, I know it's already aired on IPTV, but there's an event tomorrow night in Rupert for people.
Yes. And first of all, if you did miss it on Idaho Public Television, you can just stream it at video.idahoptv.org. Or if you're in the Twin Falls listening area, we're having a very special event at the historic Wilson Theater in Rupert tomorrow night, Tuesday night, from 6:30 to 8. We will screen the film there, which is exciting because Annie Pike Greenwood spoke there in 1926.
That's super cool.
Spoke there herself. And she, yeah, her spirit will be there. And we're hoping that her grandson will also be coming up for that event, as well as a professor from Idaho State University.
And people can still get tickets and come tomorrow night.
Absolutely. It's free of charge. It's helpful if you call our station and let us know you're coming. But you can also just stop in. So we'd be delighted to see you.
Well, I appreciate your time today, Marsha. What a great documentary.
Thank you.